The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord. In the early churches that were built in Northern Africa, the Middle East, and Europe, you can still see the ruins of those churches and the baptismal pools that were built into those churches. And they all had basically the same design. They were maybe 4 feet wide, maybe 3 feet deep, and there was a running stream that would fill the pool. So it was constantly fresh water going through it, and there were 3 steps leading down into it and 3 steps leading out of it. And those were built very carefully so that people could understand what was going on in baptism. Basically, going down into the waters, going down those 3 steps, was going into death. Just as Jesus died and was buried in the tomb, so in baptism, we go down into the tomb and our old lives are buried, and then we come up those 3 steps representing the 3 days Jesus was in the tomb, and we come up washed of our sins and we come up as a new creation. So you will see that design, and often very beautiful mosaics are put in those baptismal fonts to remind people that what they were doing was not just some nice little ceremony, but rather something very, very extraordinary, because they were giving their lives over to Christ. Paul says that he's died with Christ. His life is not his own anymore. It belongs to Jesus Christ. And therefore, through the waters of baptism, he is freed from the power of sin and death, so that he doesn't have to sin anymore and not be afraid of physical death. He can, as Jesus says in the gospel, pick up his cross and walk with it each and every day. And so even though our baptisms occurred 80 years ago, 50 years ago, 20 years ago, it doesn't matter. That baptism of water in which we were immersed into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is still a living sacrament, and we're called to constantly remember it, remember what began through our baptisms, and practice the reality of that baptism again, to die to ourselves so that we can one day rise with Christ, to carry our cross each and every day, avoid sin, so that we can do what Jesus calls us to do, to willingly suffer, to suffer with Jesus, with others, for the sake of the world, to pray for the world, to remember that as baptized Christians, we are stamped with the image of Jesus, so we no longer belong to ourselves but to the Lord, and therefore are called to do the will of God. And the will of God we see perfectly done in Jesus. He didn't think about himself. He didn't invest in stocks and bonds. He didn't have a house. He was dependent upon the kindness of other people. Well, I don't think that's probably true of any of us here, but what are we doing to live more simply? What are we doing to live more consciously as a child of Jesus Christ? Do we just gather all this stuff as a way of thinking, well, I've got my own, I'm okay? Well, that could be a really good temptation of the devil to think that somehow it's all because of me and what I've done. Or do I recognize that everything I have, everything I can do, everything that I am belongs to God, and therefore, through baptism, is dedicated to the building up of the kingdom of God? So again, no matter how many years ago our baptism occurred, we're still called to evaluate ourselves according to that sacrament in which Father, Son, and Holy Spirit came into our lives, changed us, so that we are children of God and called to do the work of the kingdom of God. So you and I, each and every day, should be asking ourselves, how well am I living my baptism? We could also ask, how well are we living the Eucharist that we're celebrating right now? How well are we dying and rising to new life each and every day? How are we dying to ourselves so that we can be more generous, more selfless with all that God has given to us? So the sacraments, again, are not just things that we do, empty symbols, rituals that we just brainlessly do each week. They are powerful encounters with God that God gives us so that we can receive the graces and blessings of God and then do what we're called to do, which began in baptism. So every sacrament, whatever it is not a one-time event, but an ongoing reality. And we're called to ask ourselves, as I said, how well am I living the sacraments? How well am I carrying the cross? Do I die each day to myself? When I sin, do I confess my sins and ask God for forgiveness? And there again, we have the sacrament of confession so that we don't have to carry around the burden of sin, but rather can be focused on what began in our baptisms and do it better and better and better so that the day we die, our death will not come as a surprise because we'll be practicing that all during our lives, but we'll be able to say, yes, Lord, I have tried throughout my life to live more deeply and more clearly and more courageously my baptism. In other words, to be more like Jesus Christ, to give of myself without counting the cost and carrying the cross, whatever it may be, or the crosses, whatever they might be, in service to God and in service to my brothers and sisters. So we're all in it together. We're called to support one another in living our baptisms, to remind one another of our baptism. Some families on the anniversary of a baptism will bring out the baptismal candle of the individual baptized, and they will remember what began on that day when that child or adult was baptized. It's a wonderful way of remembering the reality, the powerful reality of what baptism is all about. We literally, truly go down into that tomb with Christ and die to ourselves so that we can come out a new creation, a new creature, a new child of God, one who is stamped with the image of God, and one who is called to go forth into the world and build up the kingdom of God. So I invite you this week to think about your baptisms. I doubt any of us remember them, but nonetheless, they happened. And what are we doing to live that baptism each and every day? Not just remember it as some kind of ritual that happened many years ago, but a reality that continues to exist in our lives, that continues to challenge us, that continues to draw us closer to Christ, so that one day we will celebrate all the sacraments in their perfection in Jesus Christ in heaven. Now that's God's promise to us if we are faithful, but it's up to us to say, Lord, that's what I want. And therefore each and every day I will do what you call me to do so that I will be found faithful when I come to the end of my life.